confidence assessment. Now that we've explored four elements of confidence, I'd like you to fill in a bar graph to indicate your assessment of yourself in each of these areas. Open the Confidence Self-Assessment PDF that comes with this audiobook, or you can download it from www.thewelllifebook.com/resources. These aren't qualities that can be measured precisely, so don't overthink it. Just make four bars to represent your self-ratings in self-worth, self-trust, competence, and courage on a scale of 0 to 100, and see how it turns out. You don't have to use the numbers along the left side of the chart. The idea is to simply make a visual depiction of your sense of where you stand in each of these areas so that you can compare it to how you feel later. This visual representation of these four elements of your confidence will help you see better where it may be most productive to devote your efforts. If you feel a lack of confidence around making a change in your life or pursuing a new goal, see if you can determine if the issue is a disconnection from your self-worth, a lack of self-trust, inadequate competence in this arena, or simply a lack of courage. In a month or two, redo this chart as well as the self-trust assessment and the courage worksheet. See what's changed and shift your focus if necessary. Remember, even if you become highly competent and have great self-esteem, there may come a day when you're out of your element, you have a big zit on your nose, you have uncontrollable gas. Someone just pointed out that there's been a 15-foot piece of toilet paper trailing behind you for the last 3 hours, and now it's time to get on stage and give a speech. You're not going to be feeling very good about yourself, but all that's going to matter is whether you do what you said you would do, and hopefully stay light about it. Confidence feels great, and we want you to have it, but when it's not there, if you're truly committed to getting the life of your dreams and bringing your potential into the world, you just have to keep on going. Even Marilyn Monroe, despite being so widely beloved, suffered from lack of confidence. She said, "There was my name up in lights. I said, 'God, somebody's made a mistake,' but there it was in lights. And I sat there and said, 'Remember, you're not a star,' yet there it was up in lights." Even through her self-doubt and self-deprecation, she kept moving towards stardom. A teacher of ours used to say, "The starving children in Africa don't care if you feel good enough or confident enough. They only care that they get the food." Don't wait until you feel confident before you'll share your brilliance with the world. We want it now.